This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 14th, 2026.
Microsoft and G42's delayed Kenya data center is a stark reminder that Africa's AI and cloud ambitions are only as strong as their underlying infrastructure. It's not just about building a facility, it's about securing reliable power, anchor demand, and realistic public-private financing. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that power is the binding constraint for compute, and until that's addressed, these ambitions will stall.
That's why we're seeing a lot of attention on self-generation and clean tech as part of the data center CapEx stack. It's not just about reducing carbon footprint, but also about ensuring a stable power supply. The question is, which markets will allow data centers to self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And what are the implications for compute operators becoming de facto power companies?
And that's why we need to look at the hard infrastructure maths behind these projects. It's not just about the initial investment, but also about the ongoing operational costs and the regulatory environment. As Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months, the strongest force pulling workloads onshore is regulation, not latency arguments. So builders and operators need to be watching the regulatory landscape closely and factoring that into their planning.
Speaking of regulation, let's look at the fintech space. YOYS Teddy Ogalo's journey shows why African fintech products depend on resilience, bank integrations, mobile wallet connections, and patient execution. It's not just about building a slick app, but about doing the hard work of integrating with existing infrastructure. Yesterday, we talked about African platforms looking beyond the continent, but in fintech, it's still about getting the basics right at home.
And it's why we focus on the settlement layer, not just the interface layer. Consumer apps are cheap to launch, but integration depth is expensive to build and nearly impossible to displace. Companies that have wired themselves into multiple banks and mobile money schemes have a real asset. So, investors should be looking for companies with disclosed transaction volumes, direct integrations, and a clear plan for scaling their payment rails.
Now, let's switch to the telecom space. Kenya's budget smartphone push is being squeezed by the global AI chip boom, with rising memory chip prices putting pressure on the low-cost smartphone assembly model. This has consequences for digital access, mobile-first services, and Africa's app economy. As we've seen before, the cost of hardware is a critical factor in driving adoption, and policymakers need to be aware of the impact of their decisions on the broader ecosystem.
The global AI chip boom is also relevant to our final story. Anthropic's reported $1.8 billion Akamai cloud deal shows why AI startups must pay closer attention to compute cost, infrastructure access, and vendor dependency. It's not just about building a great AI model, but also about understanding the underlying economics of compute. So AI builders need to be watching their cloud costs closely and negotiating better deals with their vendors. One of the standing questions we have at Tech Cocoon is what onshore compute actually gets built and who pays for it. Will it be inference, content delivery, or sovereign cloud?
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.